Welcome into the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Thursday, April the 9th. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We'll take a look at the late pick four and also give you a $3 late pick three ticket. And late pick four, Jim, will start in the sixth on the turf at a mile and a 16th for three-year-old fillies. First level allowance here. And how'd you see it?
I saw it. The entire race here goes through Cocomotion. Cocomotion was scratched from the Appalachian on opening weekend. For this spot, they saw enough of her after that maiden breaking win at Tampa by 6 1/4 on February 7th to run her right back in the Florida Oaks. And she went off favorite. Horse broker maiden by 6 1/4 went off favorite to Florida Oaks. Had the lead at the top of the stretch, gave it up, got beat by 3.5. First time against winners, that's nothing to be ashamed of, especially in the grade three. And I couldn't really find anything in here that has approached that level. Now, May Gray is the second choice, also coming from Tampa, broke her maiden in her second start for Tom Proctor by 5.5. So you can make an argument that 81 buyer is obviously better than the 74 that Cocomotion had. But Cocomotion, to get class, you know, rose in class to a grade three, I just think that they decided that Appalachian might be a little bit much for her, and they wanted to get her back in her winning ways, and they chose this spot. And I think in the pick four, this is as likely a single as you're going to get. If I went one deeper, it would be May Gray and possibly Soloist on the outside. She ran well in the Jespin here last year, but she's been off since October. I would imagine she needs one, and she draws the outside post. So I'm going to go with Cocomotion and single her in the pick four.
I am going a different direction. I think she's definitely the one to beat, but I'm going to go a little deeper on the pick four ticket, in part because I've got a single in another race. But I actually tried to beat her with Soloist. I thought that was a solid effort in the Jessman. They're adding Lasix here, not something Kenny McPeak does a lot, but when he does, it's a 21% angle for him. Horse broker maiden first time out last summer at Ellis, going long on the turf. And I was just looking for something to beat the favorite, and I thought that was the one that might have a shot. Also going to take a look at East Jabip, wire-to-wire winner, first time out for Brian Lynch. He had a nice winner on Saturday, I think it was, 3-G. Second start for Danny Gargan after a win on February 21st down at Gulfstream. So that one could maybe improve with a start under the belt in that barn. And then Rhythm Lady, first time turf, but three starts for Maker, and two of them have been around two turns. So that's a little bit of an interesting angle in a field where horses don't have a lot of experience. So I'm going to take a look at. I'm actually going to use five in the pick four, but with Soloist trying to upset the favorite Cocomotion. Race seven is an allowance optional claimer. 3-year-old fillies on the main track at a mile and a 16th. I'm going to single Majestical. This horse dropping out of the grade two, Rachel Alexandra. I was really impressed with the maiden win, the previous start, and then they put her off that effort into the grade two Rachel Alexandra, and she caught some good ones, just didn't run her race, but I'm going to bet that back in this level, we'll see something closer to that maiden breaking win two starts back. Go-to girl for McPeak was fourth by six in the Alcibiades here at Keeneland last fall, so she's got some class about her. Market Chill had a decisive win in January over a next out winner, but I'm just going to single Majestical when it comes to our pick four tickets. How'd you see race seven?
Yeah, I thought about singling her, but I went a little bit deeper here. I used Market Chill. That was an impressive maiden win at Tampa. First time on the dirt. They tried her on the turf for the first three races, including a very good effort at Kentucky Downs. She's on favorite the last three, so she burned some money. But she's got, if you backed her at Tampa on the dirt, first time on the dirt, you've got some of that money back. Gaffleon takes them out for Chad Brown, so Market Chill, I think, fits very well. Majestical, obviously, the one to beat off that. They moved her up to Rachel Alexandra off a maiden special weight win, and that was probably a little bit too much. This is a more likely spot for her. And I used Call Me Precious for my third horse for Brian Lynch. I left off Go-To Girl. Off in November. I think Call Me Precious had two good races that she came back at on the turf at Gulfstream. Now she goes back to the dirt to get Brian Lynch, hopefully $125,000 win. And they actually put this horse up for sale. It's obstacle claimer, but she's in the race for 125. So I'm using 3 out of 6. I didn't really have a strong opinion here. If I could find the single somewhere else, I would take an all in here because it's a 6-horse field with all.
Race 8, second level allowance on the turf at a mile, 4-year-olds and up. And by the way, the $3 turf pick 3 bet is back on this card. Starts in the 4th race, then goes through the 6th and the 8th. So this wraps it up. And I took Risk Tolerance on top for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. Horse narrowly missed last time out, and I thought that was a stakes caliber allowance field that he hooked there. So I think he'll be awfully tough to beat in here. But I'm going to go deeper just because I did single Majestical. Reagan's Wit has shown some class with a grade 3 win up at Pimlico last spring. Second start off a long layoff for the DeVoe Barn. Pineland won a race at a mile on this turf course last year and did it impressively with a buyer figure that would stack up well in this group. Horse is 20-1 on the morning line here, but I talked to Lindsay Schultz for Today at Keeneland, and she said that last race was just a setup to get to this one, like the short race on the dirt was last year before the mile turf win. So getting a similar setup to this spot, I think Pineland can outrun his odds. Mountain Bear ran well in a grade 3 last year for Wesley Ward. I talked to him about this horse. He said the horse had a tendency to act up in heading to the track for Aiden O'Brien. Ward was able to acquire the horse, and he has been very patient with him, and he thinks there's a lot of upside in this horse to tap into if they can get him to be just comfortable. And he thought maybe being in the Ward barn, training at Keeneland regularly, and then running at Keeneland might do the trick. Now, he said he's not sure if he's 100% for this race because of some training that they were compromised on because of the winter weather, but he's optimistic. It could be a really good year for Mountain Bear, and he's not ruling out that the horse could be ready to win. So take a look at that one. And then McRaven, 92 and an 86 in 2 wins this year for the Toner Barn down in Florida. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here with Risk Tolerance on top. How about you?
I thought Risk Tolerance was the best horse in here, but I think it's a wide open race among a lot of horses that you mentioned, plus a couple more. I think Mountain Bear, if he's ready, I mean, he finished 3rd in the turf mile at Keeneland last year, and he ran behind Carl Spackler and More Than Looks. I wonder what Carl Spackler would be in this field. 1-5, 2-5. So Mountain Bear at 8-1, you know, yes, he hasn't won very much, but he's been consistent, and he, you know, he ran the grade 3 Kelso at Saratoga last year and got beaten by 3 lengths. I think he's just got a real shot in here. If Wesley has it ready, I think he can fire a big shot at Risk Tolerance. And I'm going to do an exacto box for those two. But I'm also going to use Fond Farewell for Will Walden. Will did very well here last fall and always has his horses ready. And this horse is a turfway horse, maybe a specialist, but also ran on the turf at Saratoga and Churchill. Chaminot was on the mount when he broke his maiden at Churchill, and he's been on the mount the last 2 times at Turfway. So Fond Farewell at 10-1 is intriguing. McRaven, you mentioned, for Jimmy Toner. Clever again for Steve Asmuth, and has a 101 buyer back in his pocket, back on the dirt, and has, you know, went to Kentucky Downs last year, tried to get some of the big money, and didn't run badly, and Ira Ortiz takes him out. Reagan's Wit, as you mentioned, for Story DeVoe. And I think that's going to do it for me, but I think that's 6 out of those 12, so I'm using half of them.
Last race is the 9th to wrap up the card in the late pick 4. Claiming race, non-winners of 2 lifetime, fillies and mares 3 and up, 7 furlongs on the main track. I took On My Way to Save the Day on top. Love the name. It's the Jacobson Barns, horseback his second start off the layoff. Gaffley owns a guy that he seems to use on horses that he is firing with, so I think this could be a good opportunity to hit on this one. Cutting back from 2 turns is an angle that I like for this horse as well. And then the other one I'm going to use is Mary Madison, who's probably, I think, the more likely winner, but I'm going to try to beat the favorite with the 2 horse. But Mary Madison ran pretty well here last fall. 3rd start off the layoff. Saez taking the mount for Phil Bauer. So I think one of those two gets it, and I'm going to take on my way to save the day on top. How about you for race nine?
Going to use those two. Mary Madison is probably the more likely winner. However, $20,000 claimer, 12-hole and a 7-furlong race. Luis Diaz is obviously a very strong rider and may be able to get this horse in position from the get-go, but I don't like the 12-hole in a 7-furlong race. I'm going to use, on the way to save the day, the one you used for David Jacobson. Formaggio on the inside for Terry Breon, who doesn't have many mounts down here, but I read Ortiz takes this one for her, and this filly had some promise back at Churchill, and at Aqueduct ran 2 seconds trying to break her maiden back then, and then she finally broke her maiden for 40,000 at Laurel. Dropped her for 20 here, but 15-1 on Red Ortiz, I can't turn that down. Mustang Lady for Troy Newton has been consistent at 30,000, dropping to 20 now, and has been right there. You can produce races at Turfway and Churchill. Hali Kala for Concepcion and Brett Calhoun. Again, a horse that had some more success back in her early days and is dropping for 20,000. That's why this race is so tough, because these horses are not in great form. I don't do 20,000 claimers very well, so I'm going to go 5 deep in here and try to beat Mary Madison, but I wouldn't be surprised if Saez takes this one right to the front. Goes on with it.
Let's go to the pick 4 tickets. I'm going to do a $50 ticket, 5 by 1 by 5 by 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, with 3, with 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, with 2, 12, $50. How about you?
I did mine a little bit differently. I think I spent 3 times 6 times 5 is $45. 7 with 1, 2, 3, with 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. With 1, 2, 5, 9, 12.
And late pick 3, now a $3 wager that has gotten off to a good start through the first part of the spring meet and been well received. So we're doing a late pick 3 ticket, $3 late pick 3 ticket each day. I'm going to single Majestical, just like I did in the pick 4. I'm going to go 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 2, 12. So really just taking my last 3 legs of the pick 4 and playing them back since I'm singling Majestical. It ends up being just a $30 ticket for 1 by 5 by 2. How about you?
Spending $36, taking the 1, 2, 3 that I used in the 7th race. And for the pick 3, you can't go as deep, obviously. So I'm just going to take a stand with risk tolerance, the 2-horse in the turf race. So 1, 2, 3 with 2, and then 4 horses in the last 2, 5, 9, 12. That's a $36 shot.
Best of luck. Remember, the Turf Pick 3 wager returns on the Thursday card, starts in the 4th, and we'll be back for the Friday edition of the In the Money podcast that will include the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile and a really stellar lineup of horses for that one, headlined by the Breeders' Cup Mile winner from last year, Notable Speech. So tune in for that on our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.